Leith Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries.
Healthy living in Leith.
Welcome to Healthy Living in Leith, your podcast for exercise ideas and local inspiration from Griffin Fitness, direct from Edinburgh's port that is Leith. Hi, and welcome to episode 5. Today, we will be taking it easy, talking about breathing, then trying a simple breathing workout. We'll finish the episode today with a 5-minute interview with Liz Hare, a co-founder of Citadel Arts Group, and we'll also talk about her favourite walk in Leith. So now, on to breathing.
Healthy living in Leith.
Breathing is something we all do without really thinking about it. We breathe in and we breathe out around 22,000 times a day. We are powered by our breathing. Our lungs fuel us with oxygen, which is our body's life-sustaining gas. Our lungs breathe in air, then remove the oxygen and pass it through to the bloodstream, where it's carried off to the tissues and organs that allow us to walk, talk, and move. Our lungs also take carbon dioxide from the blood and release it into the air when we breathe out. So our brain controls how fast our lungs draw in air. And also, how fast we draw in air or how fast we breathe can also have an effect on the brain. You can use deep breathing for relaxation, and in fact it's a key point of meditation, is to focus on the breath. You can also use your breathing to energise you, for instance when you're exercising, and I know from personal experience that taking a few deep breaths when I'm cycling gives me extra power for my legs to go up big hills. You may have heard of Wim Hof, who's also known as the Iceman. He has a TV show on the BBC at the moment. Anyway, he is a big fan of breathing, and he does a thing where he gets participants to do some press-ups or push-ups and see how many they can do in a minute. Then they do a minute or two of really deep breaths, and then you see how many push-ups you can do in a minute afterwards. And basically, as you breathe in more oxygen, it gives your body more energy on a chemical level, and so more kind of mechanical output. If you ever look at elite athletes before events, you'll notice that they do take in some big deep breaths. This is not just to focus their mind, but also to give their muscles the energy they need for what they're about to do. So speaking of what we're about to do, let's try a little breathing workout. This is a very simple workout and is mostly guided by yourself, so you basically just breathe as you feel comfortable. Anyway, without further ado, here's the workout. And now, a breathing workout. You don't need to do anything, you don't even need to move. Just follow the breath. Ideally, breathe in through your nose for 2 counts, hold, then breathe out through the mouth for 4 counts, pause, and repeat. But as long as you breathe how you feel comfortable, that will be absolutely fine. There's 4 rounds of guided breaths each minute with a pause afterwards. So when you're ready, taking a deep breath in, hold, and breathing out. Breathing in. Just breathe as you feel comfortable. Breathing in. Breathe as you feel comfortable. There's two more rounds of guided breathing. Breathing as you feel comfortable, in through the nose and out through the mouth. We've got one more round of guided breathing. Done on doing a breathing workout. Just breathe as you feel comfortable and enjoy the relaxed feeling. Take your time getting back to your busy day, or just sit there for a while. Keep breathing. Just keep breathing. Just keep breathing. And we're on to the interview section of the podcast, and I'm welcoming Liz Hare into the studio from Citadel Arts. Would you like to tell me a bit about Citadel Arts, Liz?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, Citadel Arts Group, we go back quite a while. In 1995, Millie Gray, the novelist, and I started the group to give older people a chance to have their voices heard. And we developed and performed plays by older writers. I think the oldest one was in her 90s when we did our play up at the Netherbow, as it was then. And we also collect stories, memories from older people, principally in Leith, but around Edinburgh as well.
Fabulous. And have you got anything online that we can listen to? Or?
Well, to listen to, yes. We've been doing a lot of audio drama since the pandemic struck, because obviously live theatre became impossible. So we immediately decided to open a website called Citadel Goes Viral. And on that, we broadcast a group of six plays by our older writers in which they basically reacted to what it was like being an older person, coping with the pandemic, the lockdown, all the rest of it.
In Leith, that's citadelgoesviral.com.
That's correct.
So listeners, you can listen to them. And how many stories and how many pieces are up?
I've lost count now, because we did the opening six where we were very much learning technically how to do it. Then last year we did a further 11, which are all based on Bill Haddo's novel, Leithers One Family, which I do recommend to you. It's a colourful life. lively, gutsy sort of look at Scottish and particularly Leith history. And although all the history is true, the central characters are all members of a fictitious family, the Prestons, who from the 1400s up to the present day get into trouble. They struggle. They come through plagues. They pick pockets. They survive.
So it's real life historical drama set in Leith.
Absolutely, yeah. It's all about Leith history, Leith drama, and those are also on Citadel Goes Viral. And there's a few other little plays that we did during the period of the pandemic as well. They're all short, they're all fun, and they're all very accessible, and they're all free.
That's important. I know the ones I've listened to, the production is excellent, so it's always nice to listen to a bit of a story. So that's CitadelGoesViral.com. And what about for any older adults who are interested in getting involved? Do you have a way that people could get involved?
Oh, absolutely. We run a playwrights workshop, which has been online over the past sort of couple of years, but is starting up again. Sadly, most of them are more uptown, so it's going to be in the Eric Little Centre at the moment. We don't have one down in Leith, but we are going to be running a series of photography workshops starting on the 13th of April with Kat Gollock, who's a Leith-based professional photographer. She's exhibited in stills. She's brilliant, really good teacher. So anyone who's interested, come along to Leith Dockers Club, 1:30. For the first of those sessions, you could treat it as a taster.
And what date is that?
That's the 13th of April.
What day is that?
Which is a Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday at 1:30.
That's correct.
Wednesday lunchtime at the Dockers.
Yeah. I mean, it's not exclusively for older people, but bigger daytime thing. When we've done it before, it has tended to be older people, but folk of all ages can come along. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to have an exhibition of some of the best work that comes out of the workshops, and that'll be during Leith Festival.
Fabulous. And so, Liz, since you're here, you do need to tell me about your favourite walk in Leith.
Okay, but just quickly before I do that, can I mention something else that's going to be on
in
Leith Dockers Club, which is a play and a Dockers pint on another Wednesday, the 27th of April, that is. Come along at 12:30 to get your drink or your pint for a performed reading of a fantastically funny play called Nan Vita and The Dear Departed by Carolyn Lincoln, one of our older writers. It's starring a couple of quite well-kent actors, one of them from Still Game, Lynn Hall. So, you know, come along to that, and I think you'll be cheered up in these dark times.
So, Liz, tell me, what is your favourite walk in Leith?
Well, because I have to fess up here, I don't actually live in Leith. I just run the theatre company and work here a lot. It's all roads lead to Leith for me, of course.
Yes.
So it's a walk through along by the water of Leith, through Stockbridge, that park that includes Puddocky, which if any of you have read Prime of Miss Jean Brodie by Muriel Sparks, that's quite an important area for her.
What was it called?
It's Puddocky. It's in that park, and it's awful. I couldn't remember the name of it, but it's sort of at the end of Logie Green Road as you come round, you know, from Stockbridge. Follow the water of Leith right along, and obviously you fetch up in Leith, just opposite Cafe Truver. Am I allowed to make a plug for?
Oh, yeah, there's lovely food there.
Fantastic food there. So, yes, you get your coffee and your baklava or your metze or whatever in Cafe Truver after, well, I was coming from Shandon, so that's quite a long walk.
That's an excellent walk. And thank you, Liz, for joining us today. And CitadelGoesViral.com is a website to look for the audio plays. And I'm sure we'll be seeing more of you at Leith Festival.
Absolutely. We've got a lot coming up at Leith Festival. Thanks very much, Tracy.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. And do remember to enjoy the other Leith Festival podcasts and the Leith Festival that's coming up in June. Next episode, we've got a disco moves workout and all about why dancing is good for you. So stay awesome. Until next time. Bye.
Healthy living in Leith.
Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.